The summer sales are in full swing, and joining me now with advice on bagging a bargain all while shopping sustainably, that is the wonderful Fionnuala Moran. Fionnuala, there is no denying that the sales have started, but let's talk about sales in general. Like, how can they fit into our lives if we're trying to be sustainable?
Yeah, so one of the ways to think about this, I think, is that fashion is responsible for 8 to 10% of our global emissions, and it's overconsumption and overproduction that are the problem. So if you're just going to the sales to get stuff you'd be buying anyway, that's absolutely grand. Mm-hmm. So I'd often look at these as a time to maybe stock up on bed linen or towels, those kind of things that have maybe reached the end of life in your own home, but maybe now they'd have another great life in the clothes pods that we see around our villages, or animal sanctuaries often are really, really grateful to get these as well, because it's great for the doggies in the winter and all of that as well. So yeah, those kind of things that you're going to buy anyway, brilliant. I'd always keep a list so you're not going in getting totally distracted by big shiny things. Fictitious pricing is also something to look out for as well. So if you are trying to make any big purchases, keep an eye on these things in the lead up. I know for myself, doing up my house, we've been keeping an eye on one or two big things, and they're 50% off almost all year round, which is hilarious. And then as soon as you go to buy them, the price might jump back up to normal. But realistically, the actual price is the 50% off price all year round. It's not the kind of thing that you've jumped on. So just make sure the bargain is actually a bargain. Keep an eye on these things, shop around. But as I say, that keeping the list is the main thing with sustainability. So we have really deciphered then our wants and our needs, mm-hmm. and we're not getting distracted by impulse buys. So one of my first things when I was leaning into sustainable fashion was kind of going through all of these places. They're visually merchandised to perfection to make us part with all our hard-earned money. And then once I took a little 3-day pause and I was like, okay, do I still really want that? If I still wanted it, I knew it wasn't an impulse buy. It was a genuine thing that I really love. So if you can put any amount of time between seeing the thing and actually going and choosing to buy it, that's a great way to go. But one thing I would also say, while in traditional retail, it might be sales season now, if you're shopping in the circular economy, it's sales season all year round, because you can buy things that are pretty much brand new. Sometimes they are brand new. People have missed return dates, whatever else, and you're getting them for a huge markdown. So any of the secondhand apps like Depop, Vestiaire, Relight, any of those, you're laughing. And Thriftify is a brilliant Irish one. Obviously, our charity shops up and down the length and breadth of the country, there's great value in those. So that's something I've been doing since 2019 and I love it.
And you are perfect to be chatting about this, because you bagged yourself a wedding dress secondhand.
Yes.
Tell us more.
I'm absolutely thrilled about this. I only got this last week, so I've told my mum to take it away, hide it in the wardrobe so I don't be trying it
on. Congratulations.
Like,
you said yes to the dress.
I did. And I was absolutely thrilled, because the bridal sector in Ireland has gotten a lot more sustainable over the last few years. There was this big need. People had seen themselves spending loads of money on wedding dresses. They kind of sit there in the wardrobe forever, and wedding dresses can take 9,000 litres of water to make. So there's a huge environmental impact there for something that's only going to be worn once then. It would take 10 years to drink that amount to water. So to be able to give them another life again, and for brides who've had their big day to get some money back in their own wallet, be it for honeymoons or whatever else, renovations, etc., whatever you need it for in life, reselling is a fantastic option. So one of the things that popped up last year was Rebride, done by the amazing stylist Isabel Gleason. So brides can list their wedding dresses there online and get them resold. Great. Do a bit of sourcing, mother of the brides, mm-hmm. sort of hen things as well. But where I found mine was a new business that set up just this year in Nason Kildare. It's called Cirques.
Down the road from me.
Exactly. And it's absolutely gorgeous, because you're still getting your whole bridal experience. You get to go into a boutique, try on the different dresses. And because they're all, say, secondhand or example, you're getting huge, huge markdowns. So like dresses that might be £4,000 going for less than 50% off.
That's
and stuff.
Massive.
So it is brilliant. But you're also then kind of respecting all the environmental resources that went into making these and all the hard labour. Like, it's a lot of work to make a beautiful dress like that. So the garment workers are getting a lovely time seeing their things being used again and again.
And like, what might be, you know, old then for someone else, or they mightn't have any use for it, then becomes something new and amazing for you, and it, you know, new memories in it.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of weaving new memories into things. So I always say it's new to me if I'm shopping pre-loved, as opposed to just brand new. So that's the mindset shift I make. So I know a lot of people might be listening and be like, oh, I don't want to buy secondhand clothes. I remember people used to come on up to me, now the mindset's totally changed, but they used to be like, shopping secondhand, did the clothes not smell or whatever else, like just had funny preconceptions about what secondhand shopping meant. But I think we've really come along. It's become such a mainstream thing now over the last few years, vintage shopping and everything else. And say for festivals coming up, even I rewore my whole own wardrobe at Altogether Now. I didn't go and buy anything even secondhand for it. I was like, I love everything in here, I don't get to wear it out enough, and it saved me loads of time looking for new things to go off and wear. And I didn't spend a cent then putting my wardrobe together for it, because I already had all the stuff.
And obviously Electric Picnic is happening soon, so let's talk a little bit about that, I suppose, injecting a little bit of sustainability into the festival fashion.
Yeah, so you can do what I did there. You can rewear some of the stuff you already have. have. One of my pals is going down. I can't make it down this year. So she's actually asked me if she wants to look at a few of the bits that I have, and she's going to bring them down. So shopping your own friends' wardrobes as well is one way to go about it. And by shopping, I just mean swapping. I'm obviously not charging her.
Borrowing, give them back.
Yeah, you do a little ledger of who's taken what and where it's gone. But there's a really exciting thing happening down at Electric Picnic this year for the first time ever. So say if you're running down in a rush and you don't have time to get all your festival looks ready, there is a first for Electric Picnic. There's going to be a rental place down there where you can rent incredible festival looks. It's called Happy Days. Rachel Hennessy runs it. She's usually based out in Leopardstown. It's a gorgeous shop to go into. It's like going into a candy shop if you love your dresses. And she does amazing rentals for wedding guests and different things like that. But she's going to be based out of Vision Ireland space down there. So if you want to go down and buy some vintage pieces or whatever else, Vision Ireland are doing incredible bits down there as well. But that's a festival first that I think is really exciting from a sustainability point of view.
Now, you mentioned secondhand shops. And I think for a lot of people, there's a fear as well around, you know, because they don't know what they're looking out for, you know, because even sizing 20, 30 years ago is different
very
to
different.
Now. So, you know, is there any tips you can give people there?
Yeah, so for secondhand shopping, if you're not doing it online, if you need something specific, I would recommend the apps I'd mentioned there online, mm-hmm. because that way you can literally just put the keywords in, it'll filter it all down for you and you'll laugh and then you're on your way. You'll see what the options are and usually for a much discounted price than you'd be buying new, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But when you are going charity shopping, I'd kind of take this as a little bit of a fun treasure hunt day. It's not something to do, I think, if you need a very specific thing, like if you need a black tank top or whatever pair of jeans. Now, that said, denim is quite well stocked in a lot of the charity shops. But my first tip is go to an area where there's a lot of them. So if you're not having a good day in one of them, you might see something else you love in another one. Mm-hmm. My favourite stretch is Camden Street down into George Street in Dublin. Cork have some amazing ones as well. Or if you go to Dunleary, there's fab ones there. Like, there'll be brilliant streets in every different place in town and city where you've got a few all kind of grouped together. As you said with the sizing, do not take what's on the label seriously. I think that's good advice in life in general, because even if you're shopping in the brand new shops,
I know,
the labels vary so much from place to place. So don't take that too seriously. If you can kind of hold it up to you, try it on, see what you like, off you go, you're laughing. And I think as well, again, keeping the list of things you know that you need, even though you're not necessarily going on a targeted mission to find something like that, is great, because you're not walking away with loads of stuff then you've gone, oh, I actually had three things like that already. That was a bit of a waste of money, because again, they're only ever bargains if we need them. If we're buying stuff we're not going to get anywhere out of, we're just trading space that and then there's clutter and we don't want that.
You mentioned a word there and I have to reference it because I'm curious myself. Vintage. So how do people know what's legitimate and what's not? Because often they'll see vintage jumper. Like, is there a criteria that has to be adhered to?
Traditionally, it was this: if something was over 20 years old. Now, that's gotten very blurred recently. So it's gotten a bit like, oh God. I remember a recent trip I was on, I saw a load of vintage stuff and I was like, oh dear, oh dear. Because this is all just stuff from my childhood. I'm vintage now.
I was actually thinking of counting back, saying, because, you know, I think 20, 30 years ago, I think the 70s. I'm like, no, that's now the 90s and the early
noughties. This was all Nickelodeon's t-shirt and everything. I was like, this isn't what I want. But yeah, it depends on where you go. Now, there's obviously different places will do vintage differently. So if you want like really proper, gorgeous, old school dresses, Jenny Vander in Dublin's a lovely one to go to. Also, there is Dirty Fabulous Vintage out in Monaghan. I think they're absolutely brilliant as well. And they've got loads of wedding dresses if you're looking for a vintage wedding dress too. But you can go for the kind of more modern things. They'd be your Tola Vintage, Nine Crows, all of those sort of things. Loads of them are in Temple Bar as well.
Now, some people do keep their wedding dress for nostalgia purposes and maybe to pass it on, or, you know, make christening gowns out of them. Will you be keeping your wedding dress now that you have bought it secondhand, or will you be passing it on as well?
I think I'll pass it on. So my mum, many, many moons ago, and this is why I don't have something to upcycle. Anyone who's been following me online for a little bit before will know that we upcycled the neck curtains in my house into a red carpet dress.
I saw that on your story.
So everyone's like, are the neck curtains getting a run out in your wedding dress again? I'm definitely going to make like maybe a garter or something out of them, but we will give the new dress a run out, the new to me dress a run out, I should say. But I think I'm going to pass it on again because it's such a beautiful dress. I wanted to have as many big days out for people as possible, and I have a whole house to do up, so I want a little bit of money back in my own pocket once I've done my big day.
We're going to have to get you back in to chat about all things house and interiors, because I'm intrigued to see what bargains you're going to be finding with Fionnuala Moran. As always, thank you so much for helping us to bag that bargain.